Hello and welcome once again. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com. We're continuing in our series of Daniel. We are in Daniel chapter 7. This will be verses 9 through 12. As usual, I will read the verses first, and then we'll go straight into the introduction. Let's begin at verse 9 and go through verse 12. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. In these verses of Daniel 7, verses 9 through 12, Daniel has a vision of Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011. In his vision, he sees the Ancient of Days, who we know as Yahweh, sit down to make judgment upon all the unsaved people in the world. We also see that the rule of Satan was cast down on May 21, 2011, but the life of three out of the four beasts of his rule was prolonged for a season and time, which is why we still see so much evil in the world today, even though Satan's rule has been cast down. The fourth beast of Satan's rule, who ruled over the whole world and all the churches during the Great Tribulation, from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, he has been slain, and all his unsaved servants in the world were spiritually destroyed and given over to the spiritual burning flame of Judgment Day. But, as I already said, three of the four beasts had their dominion taken away, but their lives have been prolonged for a time and season. Well, let's begin reading verse 9 and discuss verse by verse what is being said here in Daniel 7. Once again, verse 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. In this verse, Daniel said, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. We know that these thrones, which were cast down, represent the rule of Satan having been cast down, because thrones are from where kings rule, and so represent rule, and the kings, which we have been in discussion about in Daniel 7, are the four beasts, which we were told are four kings in verse 17 of Daniel 7, which in turn we learned were representations of the rule of Satan. Therefore, the thrones having been cast down represent the rule of Satan having been cast down. And we already know when Satan's rule was cast down. It was cast down on May 2011, when Satan was conquered, and when Yahweh, who was the Ancient of Days, did sit to rule in judgment against the entire world, including all the churches, by having removed any possibility of eternal salvation from them all, except, of course, from those who had already become saved by May 21, 2011. Yes, indeed, this is a picture here of Judgment Day. Now, we are told that the Ancient of Days garment was white as snow. Spiritually speaking, the garments of individuals represent their spiritual condition. If someone has a garment which is dirty or filthy, then this person's spiritual condition is one of being unsaved and dead in his sins and trespasses. But if one has a garment that is white as snow, then such a one is pure and holy, without sin. We read in Psalm 51, verse 7, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." And again we read in Isaiah 1, verse 18, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." So, in that the Ancient of Days, Yahweh, is described as having a garment white as snow, reveals that he is pure and holy, without sin of any kind. Next, we read that the hair of his head was like pure wool. This reminds us of what we read of Christ in Revelation 1, verse 14. "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire." Because wool is the natural covering of sheep, and sheep in the Bible are symbolic of the elect, wool represents the spiritual covering of the elect, which covers them from their nakedness or sins. This covering is known as the robe of righteousness. We read of this robe in Isaiah 61, where we read in verse 10, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness." Spiritually speaking, then, wool is synonymous with the robe of righteousness that spiritually covers the nakedness or sins of the elect. And in that, it is this wool, that is the robe of righteousness, which covers the head of the Ancient of Days, we are being told that his head is perfectly righteous. And since the head is what houses the brain that rules the body and things outside the body, the head can be symbolic of rule or dominion. So that in that the head of the Ancient of Days was covered by wool symbolizes that his rule or dominion is perfectly righteous. And not only righteous, but we are told that his rule was like the pure wool. Namely, it was pure righteous. This means that the rule or dominion of the Ancient of Days is sinless righteousness, as purity symbolizes sinlessness, and since being pure or sinless is one and the same as being righteous, because you cannot be sinless without being righteous, we have here a double emphasis that the rule of the Ancient of Days is righteous, righteous. Now we next read that his throne was like the fiery flame. As we have already mentioned, A throne can be symbolic of rule, as it is the place from which kings rule. And the fiery flame symbolizes judgment or wrath, as it is well known that the word fire or flame can symbolize these things in the Bible. Therefore, when we are told that the Ancient of Days throne is like a fiery flame, we are being told that his rule is judgment or wrath, which in this context is revealing to us that when the Ancient of Days did sit to rule on May 21, 2011, and Satan's rule had been cast down, he did sit down to rule in order to bring his sinless, righteous judgment or wrath, which we know was, first, the removal of salvation from the face of the earth on May 21, 2011, and then finally, the complete destruction of all the unsaved in the fires of annihilation on the last day. Finally, we read his wheels were as burning fire. We already know this means that his wheels were of judgment or wrath, because once again, fire, in this case burning fire, is symbolic of judgment or wrath. But what do his wheels represent? We read of visions of Yahweh himself in Ezekiel chapter 1, where we read, beginning in verse 1, "Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I," that is Ezekiel, "was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God." Now skipping down to verse 19 through 21. "And when the living creatures went," that is, the living creatures are symbolic of God himself, "the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels." Now let's skip down to verse 28 of Ezekiel 1. "As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke." The idea here in Ezekiel 1 is that these living creatures, we are told in verse 1 and verse 28 of Ezekiel 1, that they are a representation of God himself. Notice that both in verses 20 and 21 of Ezekiel 1, we read, "For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels." By the way, we also read this in Ezekiel 10, verse 17. So in looking for the spiritual meaning to the term wheels, we see how they are identified with the spirit of the living creatures. And since we are told in both verse 1 and 28, as I had just said, that the visions of these living creatures are visions of God, we know that the spirit of the living creature is one and the same as the spirit of God. And with this knowledge, we can understand what it means that the Ancient of Days wheels were as burning fire. It means that the spirit of God was judgment or wrath, as the wheels represent the spirit of God, and burning fire represents judgment or wrath. Now, before moving on to our next verse, let me read our entire verse with all the symbolism being expressed. It would read something like this. I beheld till the rule of Satan was cast down, which was on May 21, 2011, and the Ancient of Days, Yahweh, did sit to rule, which was also on May 21, 2011, whose spiritual condition is pure and holy without sin, and his rule sinless righteous. His rule ever since May 21, 2011 has been in judgment or wrath, and his spirit has also been working in judgment or wrath. From this information, then, we see that Yahweh has now been ruling ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. His rule has been in bringing righteous judgment against the whole world by his Spirit, who has removed salvation from off the face of the earth. But now the question arises, if all four beasts of Daniel 7, a picture of the rule of Satan, were conquered by Yahweh on May 21, 2011, when Yahweh did sit to rule, how is it that we do not yet see the kingdom of Satan conquered? I mean, we still see evil all over the world and in the churches. So how can this be if the rule of Satan was cast down on May 21, 2011? Well, for one reason, of course, the sin of human beings is quite enough to cause enough problems in the world. But we read more in the latter verses of Daniel 7, verses 11 and 12, where we read, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast, that is the fourth beast, was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, that's the first three beasts, they had their dominion taken away. That's what happened at May 21, 2011. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. So that's another reason why we still see so much evil in the world. But we will discuss this a little more in detail when we get to this verse shortly. But for now, let's move on to our next verse in Daniel 7, verse 10. Let's read verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment seat was set, and the books were opened. The first thing that we read is a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Here, once again, we have the whole idea of judgment or wrath being emphasized because a fiery stream contains fire, and fire is symbolic of judgment or wrath as is commonly understood. Therefore, in seeing a fiery stream issued from before the Ancient of Days, we understand this to mean that judgment or wrath issued and came forth from before him. In other words, he is judging and staying true to this context. This has all been taking place ever since May 21, 2011. Now we are told that thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. Literally, it reads that thousand, singular, of thousands, plural, ministered unto him, and 10,000, singular, of 10,000s, plural, stood before him. So the numbers 1,000 and 10,000 are obviously being featured. Both these numbers are factors of 10, and they symbolize the completeness of whatever is in view. And you can click on the link, Bible number 10, to see this. Therefore, what we are being told is that the completeness of all those who minister unto Yahweh ministered unto Him, and the completeness of all those who stand before Yahweh, or all those who are being judged, stood before Him. The completeness of all those who are being judged stood before Him. These numbers are not to be taken literally, of course, but simply meant to symbolize the completeness of all those who served and stood before the Ancient of Days on Judgment Day of May 21, 2011, which, by the way, is a lot more beings than just 1,000 and 10,000, respectively. One thing we know for sure is that there are many more who stand before Yahweh on Judgment Day than who serve Him, since those who stood before Yahweh are being represented by the larger number of 10,000 instead of 1,000. But just who are the beings that are that serve Yahweh? And just who are the beings that stand before Yahweh on Judgment Day, which we are now in? Of course, the ones who serve Yahweh are the elect, both in heaven and on earth, as well as all the non-fallen angels. Whereas the ones who stand before Yahweh are all those who are standing to be judged, which includes the non-elect who are yet alive on earth, and all the fallen angels. We read about this a little bit more in Revelation 20, verses 12 through 13. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. In this passage, we are told that the dead stand before God on Judgment Day, and the dead are all those who are spiritually dead, that is, unsaved, but still alive, come May 21, 2011, Judgment Day. These unsaved or dead are being judged on Judgment Day. Those who are both spiritually dead, unsaved, and physically dead in the grave, they will be delivered up to be judged on the last day. And you can read more about that in verses 12 through 13 of Revelation 20, part 2, by clicking on the link. So, ever since May 21, 2011, Judgment Day, the unsaved billions of people living on the earth have been judged according to their works. And as a result, any possibility of eternal salvation has been removed from before them, because the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, and they all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Therefore, all the living unsaved deserve death because they've all sinned, which is why all of them have had removed from before them any hope for eternal life in these last days. The only thing that remains for them now is death, which will occur for them either in the normal course of their lives or on the last day, when all the remaining unsaved, including all those who are in the grave, will be delivered up to be cast into the literal lake of fire to be annihilated forevermore. Now, continuing with our main verse in Daniel, we read that the judgment was set and the books were opened. The sentence, "the judgment was set," is literally translated, "the judgment sat." which seems to convey that the judge sat and was prepared to make judgment. And the books were opened. The idea of opening the books is that they are about to be read, and the information in the books is obviously pertinent to the judgments to be made. But what books are being referred to here? Why, these are all the books which kept record of all the sins committed by every individual that was ever conceived. These are books, plural, and not just one singular book, because there are many people who have each committed many sins. Yet, in Revelation 20, verse 12, which we already read, there is also another book that is mentioned, which is separate from all the other books. Let's read that once again. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And then we read, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. This another book, in addition to the books, is called the book of life, which records all those who were ever created, but has then erased all those who never received eternal life. So, by the time of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, the Book of Life finally records only those who were conceived and given eternal life. The rest were erased, and is therefore now the same as the Lamb's Book of Life, which records all people who were predestinated to eternal life from the foundation of the world. It is this book of life, along with all the books which record every sin of every individual, that are used to make judgment as to whether any given individual is subject to death or subject to eternal life. If a person was found to have sin, but not found in the book of life, that person is subject to death. And of course, that's everyone who's not saved. And they've all been condemned to death as of May 21, 2011, because there's no possibility of salvation any longer. If a person is found to have sin and is also in the book of life, that person's sins have been forgiven and cleansed through the death on the cross of Jesus Christ on their behalf. So he or she was already judged in Christ and had already been given eternal life. Well, let's move on to verse 11. Verse 11 of Daniel chapter 7. Verse 11 reads, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. In this verse, we first read, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. The word then in the sentence, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, is literally translated as in then. In then. Therefore, the first sentence in our verse should read, I beheld in then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. But what does it mean when our verse states, I beheld in then? Well, it means that Daniel beheld in the day of judgment, which was the context of the previous verse. In other words, the word then refers to the context of judgment day from the previous verse. So Daniel is saying that he is seeing or perceiving on the day of judgment because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke. The horn, of course, refers to the little horn, which was first mentioned back in verse 8, which we found referred to the man of sin, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, who is Satan, who sat down to rule in the temple of Yahweh, which are all the churches worldwide as judgment against them, beginning on May 21, 1988. This horn got Daniel's attention in his vision of Judgment Day because it was speaking great words, which refers to the little horn speaking words as if he were God himself. This means that he was using the great words of the Bible so that he appeared as though he were God. But he was not, for he was the counterfeit Christ and Satan, and his words were counterfeiting the words of Christ. Nevertheless, they were so close to being the very words of God that in his vision of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, Daniel's attention was on these great words which Satan did speak. Now we read that in his vision of Judgment Day, Daniel beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed. The beast being referred to here is the fourth beast, and as we already learned in our last study, the fourth beast refers to Satan's great rule over all the churches and the world during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And on May 21, 2011, the beginning of Judgment Day, this rule of the fourth beast ended as this beast was slain or killed, which symbolizes the end to Satan's rule over the churches and the world. But then we not only read that this fourth beast was slain or killed on May 21, 2011, but also the body of this fourth beast was destroyed. What could this mean? What is the body of the beast referring to? And how was it destroyed? Well, the body of the beast is the outward and physical manifestation of the beast, even as our own bodies are the outward and physical manifestation of ourselves. And what is the outward and physical manifestation that is the body of this fourth beast? Why, it is all his human servants, the non-elect, even as the body of Christ are all Christ's servants, the elect. Therefore, when our verse is saying, in that the body of the fourth beast was destroyed, is that all his servants, the unsaved, were destroyed on Judgment Day of May 21, 2011. And how were they destroyed? Well, they were not literally destroyed, as we still see the unsaved everywhere, but they were spiritually destroyed in that any possibility of eternal life was removed from them, which in principle destroyed all the unsaved, because now, ever since May 21, 2011, all the remaining unsaved are guaranteed to die, either in the normal course of their lives or on the last day in the literal fires of eternal destruction. Whatever the case, only death is in the future of all the unsaved ever since Judgment Day, because that is when salvation or any possibility of salvation was removed for anyone who had not already become saved. Finally, we read that the slain beast and his destroyed body were given to the burning flame. The burning flame, of course, refers to judgment. That is, the slain beast and his destroyed body of servants were given to the judgment on May 21, 2011. This is the judgment wherein Satan has lost his rule over all the churches and the world and now awaits his final execution on the last day, and wherein his body, all the unsaved, have lost any possibility of eternal salvation. So, in principle, they have already been destroyed by death, as they will all die, either in the normal course of their lives or on the last day, when they will all be annihilated forever as this world goes up in flame. Yes, whatever the case, only death is in the future of all the unsaved, ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. So in principle, they have all already been destroyed. Moving on to our last verse that we will cover in this study, we move on to verse 12. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. In the previous verse, we discovered that the rule of the fourth beast ended on May 21, 2011, as this beast was slain and his body destroyed. Now in this verse, we are told what happened to the three previous beasts that we read about in the first few verses of Daniel 7. We read, as concerning the rest of the beasts, that is the first three beasts, they had their dominion taken away. So now we know that all four beasts, which came up from the sea in the first few verses of Daniel 7, had their rule or dominion taken away on May 21, 2011, Judgment Day. The fourth beast was slain, and the first three beasts, they had their dominion taken away. And because we learned that these four beasts symbolize the rule of Satan worldwide, this means that Satan no longer has any rule or dominion in the world. But there seems to be a problem with this. If it is true that Satan lost his dominion on May 21, 2011, then why is it that we still see so much evil in the world? The answer comes in the last half of our verse. It reads, yet their lives, that is the lives of the first three beasts, were prolonged for a season and time. That is, even though Satan's rule or dominion in the world was taken away on May 21, 2011, we still see evil everywhere because the lives of the first three beasts have been prolonged for a season and time, and of course, the sinfulness of human beings is enough to keep evil around even in that itself. So, even though Satan's rule or dominion in the world was taken away, we still see evil everywhere. And that's because the first three beasts, their lives have been prolonged. And because it is the lives of these first three beasts that have been prolonged, we know that it is the purpose of God that Satan's rule seem to persist for a season and time beyond May 21, 2011. And you can click on the Bible link, Bible number 3, to see this. In fact, it will still appear as if Satan is ruling in the world until the last day, when it will be clearly seen that all power and rule belongs to Christ, and Satan, along with all his fallen angels, are annihilated for all eternity. So what in principle has already taken place, namely Satan's rule or dominion having been taken away, won't be literally seen until the last day. Now let's consider what we've learned in Daniel 7, verses 9 through 12. We learned that the rule of Satan was cast down on May 21, 2011. Judgment Day. And Yahweh, the Ancient of Days, did sit down to rule on that same day. Yahweh's spiritual condition is pure and holy, without sin, and his rule in sinless righteousness. And it comes in judgment and wrath, even as his spirit comes in judgment and wrath ever since May 21, 2011. On Judgment Day, the completeness of all his servants serve him both in heaven and on earth, and the completeness of all who are to be judged stand before him. The books have been opened, which include the books which contain every sin of every person and the Book of Life, which lists everyone who was saved by May 21, 2011. Every unsaved person has been judged from these books. Every person found to have sinned but who is not in the Book of Life was judged to eternal death. And every person found to have sinned but who is in the Book of Life and thus had already been judged in the death of Jesus Christ on the cross for their sins, they have already been judged to eternal life. And finally, as I said to begin with, Satan's rule came to an end on May 21, 2011, but the life of his rule has been extended for a season and a time. So it does not yet appear that his rule or dominion has come to an end. Nevertheless, it has, but it won't be clearly seen until the last day. What a day that will be when the elect are given new spiritual bodies to dwell forever in glory, and all rule and power will be seen to be that of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.